win or lose on November 5th is going to count much in March. But still, yet, there's a lot of things that we can learn from this game and hopefully improve on.
Coach, on that last possession, or one of the last possessions, you did turn the ball under him. You were pushing your guys. You wanted to attack there.
Yeah, I did. Don't put that on him. I thought he had a shot and had a little 3 or 4 footer there and tried to make an extra pass, which isn't the percentage play without question. But David did a good job tonight. He rebounded the ball well, and that's a hard guard for him to guard a four-man, and he did an admirable job for the most part guarding Matt. And he's really a nice player. But the late game deal, that's on me more than the kids. And we got to figure out how we can stretch the floor with two bigs in the game, because certainly that wasn't effective tonight very much at all.
28 turnovers tonight. You kind of chalk that up to their defense, or just being this early in the season, you guys still working less.
Well, Duke's defense is better than the exhibition games we play. We turned it over 4 times last game, and I think like 11 the game before that. So, yeah, I think we played uncharacteristic. I think we got out of character. I think we made easy plays difficult many times, and certainly I think a lot of that's the nerves and the environment and guys wanting to do well so bad. But we'll take better care of the ball moving forward. But certainly, that's inexcusable to turn the ball over like that.
And Coach, to follow up on that, with that many turnovers, it's still encouraging in, 2-point basketball game.
I guess if you're Tony Robbins, you can look at it that way. But from a realistic standpoint, I mean, they're going to be really good, and they're young, and they're finding themselves too. And I do believe that we can learn a lot from this. We've lost in this thing 5 times and been a 1 or 2 seed every time we've lost in it. I believe that's true. So we're capable of rebounding from it. But I don't want to ever say there's good losses, because it remains to be seen if something good comes from this. But I hope we have the mindset that something can't good come from it.
For players, NFL, did you guys feel like the floor kind of shrunk with the game, along with how they were guarding, and just kind of how you got that?
Well, I'll speak to it. I think the floor definitely shrunk from the first opening tip. They didn't have to guard our bigs away from the basket, and our bigs really didn't do a good job, nor did our guards do a very good job early on as far as moving the ball and getting open and making the defense go from strong to weak back to strong and those sorts of things. So there's some things, our only offense, and I remember when we played Kentucky one year when they had the year they won it, and then we ended up meeting them in the finals. Our only offense was just Tyshawn, get the ball, Tyshawn, drive it downhill. And that was basically kind of what we resorted to tonight with Devon and Marcus.
Great. In the middle, thank you.
So what does Stoke have to do to deal with the double teams?
Well, we've actually practiced it quite a bit, Mike. And I was disappointed because he can make he made some single coverages double team by being slow with a move. You catch it and you shoot it. There's no double team, but catch it and bounce it and think, and then that allowed them to trap down. So they did a nice job on that. But the thing about it is, 5 seconds on the shot clock, you can't catch it and wait and dribble and then decide you want to pass it. And we had 2 possessions like that late. So he'll get better at that. Don't want to make excuses, but I think he and Silvio both were it was a little bit different for them than probably what they would have been if they had been playing last year. I felt like, both had the year off, and I thought that it felt a little different for them out there than it will moving forward.
For the players, what are your emotions after losing a close game like this to a team like
this opening season? A lot of us, we're feeling down. But right now, we got to learn from this, like Coach said, keep our heads up, because it's a long season. A lot of things happen, so.
Yeah, it's a learning experience. Credit to them. You know, they came out and, you know, stuck to the game plan. But this is a learning experience, and I'm only going to try to get better.
Scott, Coach, could you just speak to the defensive performance of Marcus Garrett? It seems like you made a few plays, not only in guards, but also good plays.
I thought Marcus was, you know, David rebounded the ball, but other than that, Marcus was our best performer today. I thought he played both ends well, and he drove it and got downhill. And he had 5 assists also, and, you know, he's our best defender regardless position. So, Marcus played well. He'd be the first to tell you he didn't do quite enough, you know, because that's what winners should think like. But I thought he did some nice things.
Did you like the matchup with him on Hurt?
Well, it didn't happen a ton. It happened when we went small there, primarily in the first half. But I thought he did fine. That's a better matchup with Marcus guarding than David. But you know, we didn't have a lot of depth on the perimeter tonight.
Coach, during your run in the second half, there they got that 9-point lead. Turnovers were non-existent. What was different during that stretch for you guys?
I would just say, you know, we were more aggressive defensively, getting after them, speeding them up, how they're, you know, speeding us up. So I think, you know, that's something we can really focus in, you know, moving forward. So.
Devon, how do you think the team did both offensively and defensively in transition?
I mean, there was some, you know, some good moments in transition. You know, also there was some, you know, moments where we didn't perform well in that stage of the game. But so just going to look at film and really just see what we can improve on. And that's what we're focusing on.
I actually thought, you didn't ask me, Kenitra, but I actually thought there was multiple times in transition we didn't pitch ahead. You know, if you pitch ahead, you go make a layup or put pressure on people. And we basically guarded ourselves by the ball sticking some today in transition. We can get better at that, though.
Okay,
that's
two here.
Coach, last week to Chris's performance, I know his first game for you all.
Yeah, I thought he was great the first half. Second half, he kind of casual, but I thought he was great the first half, and you know, he's going to be a really good player. You know, he can, you know, he made a shot, a three, and then I made a driving layup when we needed it. But he's a talented kid that will just get better with time. Just needs to keep getting stronger and being a little bit more aggressive. I think that his minutes will go way up.
How will Isaiah help you guys? How would you maybe influence?
Well, he can, you know, if we play 4 guards, I mean, you've got a guy out there Mike, you've seen him a ton. He's a legitimate college shooter. I mean, he's a 40% 3-point shooter for 3 years at Iowa. And, you know, he's only been healthy one day since we started practicing. So I'm hopeful that another week or so, whatever, that we can actually see him. He could have played tonight, but I thought it wouldn't be worth the risk, though.